A little conceptual continuity going on there. Started off with Penny Eichinger, an unreleased version of her song Sycamore Tree, and that's recorded right here in Bozeman. She played here several years ago. We were trying to count, 17 or 18 years ago. She was here last summer, and we did a little tour, my band, Donovan's Brain, backing her up. And we rehearsed down at the basement, and I recorded it because, well, that's what I do. And we came up with a good version of that, but she just wouldn't put it out. She re-recorded it for a record, and so it goes. And in between was the Man Band from their album Back into the Future. The short-lived four-piece version of Man on the half of that album. And that's a nice one. It's called Never Say Nups to Nepalese. And nups is an English term meaning not or don't. And Nepalese, well, use your imagination. I just remember seeing those big discs of black Nepalese coming through the house I was staying at. And that's the coin of the realm in Europe. And they're happy I understood the meaning of that song, the Welsh Boys. And then my own band again, Donovan's Brain, from another rehearsal that we tarted up. And that's got Richard Treese from the man-related band Help Yourself. That's Coulter's Chords, but we made it into a song for him. It's called Dim Gem, or at least that's what we ended up calling it. I don't know what it's really called. Just a scrap of tape. You know, I have a studio at home, so I can record stuff, and I do, and then we make records out of them. And I have fun doing that. That's what I've been doing the last, I don't know, let me think. This is January, so at least the last 4 months I've just been repairing old records for release and some new records for release. And it's keeping me out of trouble. It keeps me off the street right now. I can sit in the basement, don't need to wear a mask. Nobody gets close to me. I just shut the door and put on the headphones and see what happens. It's sort of the other side of my music, musical interest besides KVLT. I'm just making music and for no other reason than just for personal satisfaction. Though it does come out and you can buy it and all that stuff. A lot of people do that. It's not a big secret anymore. Just put out a record. Do it. Got me to a little after 4 o'clock and phone's been ringing with good calls. That makes me happy. Because I'm just playing stuff out of my collection, pulling stuff out of the two bags of things I brought up, and seeing how the pieces fit together. A little parlor game. So, if it's 4 o'clock, I have several things to do. KJLT is supported by the Human Resources Development Council, serving your community by responding to people's needs with essential services. The HRDC is an organization enhancing the quality of people's lives through innovation, leadership, innovative leadership in community development. Call HRDC at 587-4486 for information. And the Old Saloon and Livery Stable, an immigrant roadside bar and restaurant established in 1902, serving lunch and dinner Thursday through Monday, and cold beer and good whiskey every day. Menu and music schedule online at oldsaloonmt.com and on Facebook. And Townsend's Tea House, offering hot and cold classic teas from around the world, homemade chai lattes, bubble tea, bulk loose leaf tea, open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., located at 402 East Main in Bozeman, and on Facebook, phone 577-2740. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA Bozeman, 97.1 FM. K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM. K208VX, Livingston, 89.5 FM. K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM. K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM. And streaming on the web at kglt.net. And always a big hello to the people who make the effort to log on, tune in, and give us your attention. We thank you. And the people close by can just dial it up. People do still have radios, don't they? I hope so. It's sort of a fading thing. People expect to have it on their phone or something. I listen to a friend of mine's show every Monday night, and last week our internet went down for a week, which is, in this modern age, is pretty horrific. And I ended up having to fire the ISP. But on that Monday night, we struggled to figure out how to listen to Bob Irwin's radio show. And I finally realized I could listen on my phone, which to me is just such a weird concept. But it worked, and it was very nice. And I got to listen despite no internet. And you don't realize that. You know, I mean, with the people working at home and Zooming and all that stuff, it slowed the internet down considerably, but our service just disintegrated and finally stopped. And we're still wrestling with them to get some sort of compensation for that. They don't want to do it. And I feel sorry for them because it's a local company I really liked. But so it goes. You can fire people, you know, anybody that you don't like their work. You know, your contractor, your dentist, your doctor, your auto repair guy, your internet service provider. You just say, I'm sorry, this isn't working out as we expected. But I think KGLT is working out as expected for you, right? I'm counting on it. Phil Spector died, and I didn't realize how controversial he was. Well, I did, but I didn't realize how personal some people took it. He's a very disturbed, mentally ill man, but an absolute genius. And sometimes those two things go together. And his mental illness got the best of him, and he committed a very heinous and evil deed, killing somebody and going to prison for life for it. And he died. And, well, you know, when people die, even bad people like that, you have to at least give him a little recognition, no matter what you think. And I don't condone what he did. Or I just think he was able to make some crazy good music like nobody else. And I can't let his death go unnoticed. I'm going to play a couple of things. I just randomly dug. I have a section of my singles just called Spector. It's all the related things he did. Rather than filing those artists under their own name, they go into the Spector corner. So it's a lot easier to find them. So I'm going to play a couple of things, lesser known ones. This one, I was reading all the bios and stuff, and this was the A-side of a Righteous Brothers single, and Bill Medley got in a fight with Phil Spector because he wanted the B-side to be the A-side, and Unchained Melody was a huge hit. And this side, I never really even heard until just now.
Girl, you got me to fall in love with you, though I'm not free to fall in love. Oh, baby, why did I have to get so hung on you? Tell me, why did I have to get so hung on
that's George Harrison from his most famous album, produced by Phil Spector, mostly. I think Spector's one of those guys who dodged in and out of those Beatles sessions. but he kept them company. That was Beware of Darkness. Started off with Righteous Brothers doing Hung Up on You, which is the other side of Unchained Melody. And that was a good one. I liked that a lot. I don't know how I missed it. It's usually on the Spector singles. On the B-side, they just put some nonsense instrumental, so you only could play the A-side. You could never flip them over. That was a rare instance when there was a real B-side. Nielsen and Cher, that's an obscure one. I don't think it's even been compiled. I have a single of it, a promo single of it. Don't know if it even got official release. And that, what's the story? Somebody else was supposed to do the male vocal. Is it John Lennon or Leonard Cohen? I don't know. I can't remember. But whoever it was didn't show up, so they dragged in Harry Nilsson. And I love that single. Nice one there. A late Spector thing. I think that's about 74, 75. And then from 78 or so, 79, the Ramones, from the end of the century, you heard Baby, I Love You. And that's one of those songs on the album that's only Joey Ramone. And as Sean Donnelly used to tell a story, he hung out with Phil Spector for a week. He was actually there to try to get talk Phil into producing the Flaming Groovies, which nearly happened, but it didn't. But Sean's dad was an old pal of Phil Spector, so he got to hang out. And he said that for a couple of days, Phil walked around humming that string part that's on that single. And he said it was just crazy. And he said all the Spector stories are true. We'll leave it at that. The Beach Boys in the style of Phil Spector. Brian Wilson, one of the big Phil Spector fans, using some of the same musicians, same studios. And he had his own ideas how to do it and did it very well, too. And then finish up with George Harrison. It's 4:28, halfway point on this show. People are dialing up, tuning in. Heflin Jones said the KGLT link on the webpage is working really well, better than the old one that we used to have. And I know they've been upgrading our streaming, and ultimately we're going to have something really fancy. But of course, with all things the way they are, a lot of things have been put on hold here or moving slower than they expected, but it's still happening. There was a test platform going on for a while. Nice. Moving into the future with KGLT. Did I mention everything? Yeah, that's it. So it's halfway point. It looks like Uncle Duke will be here. So I just have to stop and tell you this 4 o'clock hour is unwritten by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hops on IPA, and Gelton Pale. Tasting room is open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142, online at bozemanbrewing.com. Okay, I do have a next set up. This one, some songs I've been trying to put together for a while. So, you know, if I don't play some songs this week, they go back home with me, and when I get home, I take out everything out of my bags. What I played gets refiled eventually, and what I want to try again to play stays in the stacks. And sometimes things get dragged around for weeks and weeks before they get a spin, but it's usually worth it. If I've that dedicated to hang on to it, it's probably a valid idea.
Make sure.
Speaking of unpleasant people, that's John Lydon with Public Image from their debut album, the title track, or the theme song, Public Image. The album's called First Issue. Still a good one. Keith Levine there on guitar, one of the mystery men of rock and roll. original Clash guitar player, and since Public Image, he's disappeared, fallen off the face of the earth. Started off with the Compside Angels from Leeds. You heard their C-side of a single, a double single, three-sided double single, Red Planet Revisited. I love that song. And I have the original one, the original Red Planet as well, but that's a little heavier, the remake. Cowboys International from their debut album, Original Sin, Your Wish. And that also features Keith Levine. And that's the only song I know on that record. And recently I was shown a copy of their second album and listened to it, and it was horrendous. So I think Keith Levine made a difference on at least that one song. It's one of those things. U2 from a live promo album from their debut U.S. tour, 1980, live in Boston. You heard And Cat Dub and Heart of Darkness. And I still like the very earliest U2. I think that's when they were fresh and unpompous. Very nice. Public Image getting us to 4:49. So a quick stop here. I need to do this.
Many artists to rethink what kind of music they're making, including pop superstar Taylor Swift.
We'll talk about Taylor Swift's two 2020 quarantine albums and what they mean.
The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man.
This week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Okay, shall we continue? I got a little short set here.
Talking about your woman, I wish you could see mine. Talking about your woman, I wish you could see mine. Every time she started loving, she bring eyesight to the blind. I know her daddy got some money, I can tell by the way she walk. I know her daddy got some money, I can tell by the way she walk. Every time she started shaking, them dumb begin to talk. She was lying on the bed, man next door was dying, raised up his head and said, ain't she pretty, don't you know she fine. One look at that woman bring eyesight to the blind. I declare she pretty and the whole state knows she fine. I declare she pretty and the whole state knows she fine. Every time she start loving, she bring eyesight to the blind. Long, darling.
that you was hit out with your other man. I'm going back to my family too. I'm going to send you back to your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. Cause nothing I do that please you, baby. Lord, I just can't get along with you.
I'd like to tell you a little story now, if I may. A guy singing about his girlfriend, and he calls his angel. Of course, that's the sweet little angel. But let's think about a guy that loses his girl. Oh, it happens, believe me. Then he starts to sing, and you might hear something that sounds like this. It's my own fault, babe. Treat me the way you wanna do. It's my own fault, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. Just when you were loving me, baby. Oh, that time, little girl, I didn't love you. This is the part I like. She used to make her own paychecks and bring them all home to me. I would go out on the hillside, you know, and make every woman drunk I see. And it's my own fault, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. She said she was gonna leave me. She'd been running around with the boys. She said she was gonna leave me. Going to Peoria, Illinois. And it's my own fault, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. Oh, what you were loving me. What'd you say?
Thank you. On this next tune, while we're reminiscing here, I would like for you to pay attention to the lyrics, not so much to my singing or the band. Of course, I think they're wailing out there, though. How about a big hand for them? Give them a big hand.
Your partner, long as everything's okay, motorhead baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, he treats you wrong. Well, she ride in a Cadillac and a Buick with a smile. Take a four-door Chevrolet, must be a 52 style. Motorhead baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, he treats you wrong. Well, I take my baby ride, ride up in the hills. She lacked the floating power, the cat like coupe de ville. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation.